Czech lawmakers in the lower house on Friday succeeded in passing a bill recognizing resistance fighters who opposed Czechoslovakia's communist regime. The health minister and doctors' representatives have agreed they will continue to try and work out a deal to avert the looming healthcare crisis. A regional court has ordered a hospital in East Bohemia to pay 3 million crowns in damages to the parents of a baby girl who was paralyzed for life. Czech lawmakers in the lower house on Friday succeeded in passing a bill recognizing resistance fighters who opposed Czechoslovakia's communist regime. The bill passed in a first reading. Under the proposal, members of the Third Resistance could receive the status of war veterans and receive compensation accordingly. Compensation would also be based on the level of past activity, and eligibility would be determined by the Defense Ministry in cooperation with the country's Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. The bill will now be debated by committees in the Chamber of Deputies over 3 months instead of the regular two. In related news, the MP and former head of the Communist Party, Miroslav Grebeníček, railed against the bill in the lower house on Friday, calling it a political adoration of past terrorist acts. And he said members of the resistance had often been immature adventurers. Mr. Grebeníček, who led the communists from 1993 to 2005, spoke for 60 or so minutes, drawing protest from government MPs, who then walked out. The passing of the bill on Friday was opposed by the communists, together with 7 members of the opposition Social Democratic Party. The health minister, Leos Heger, and representatives of hospital doctors, unhappy over current wages, have laid the groundwork for a possible agreement to try and avert a major healthcare crisis. Some 3,800 hospital doctors have handed in their notice as part of an organized campaign to protest low wages and will leave their jobs at the beginning of March unless some kind of consensus is reached. Minister Heger said on Friday that he and trade union representatives had discussed a number of key areas, although the proposed pay rise is still a point of contention. The health minister has offered a rise in wages between 5,000 to 8,000 crowns a month, while the doctors are asking for 8 to 12. And further negotiations are set to continue on Monday. A regional court has ordered the teaching hospital in Hradec Králové, East Bohemia, to pay 3 million crowns in damages to the parents of a baby girl who was paralyzed for life after catching an infection in a hospital incubator. The parents originally sought twice the amount in compensation. The child, born prematurely with her twin sister, suffered irreversible brain damage after catching the infection and now requires permanent medical attention, the parents said. In recent years, Czech courts have had to address similar complaints regarding hospitals. In 2009, a hospital in Semily, East Bohemia, had to pay more than 500,000 crowns to the parents of a 4-year-old boy who died following routine surgery. I'm Jan Fellinger, and that's the end of the news.